We're just going to slow it down a little bit. It's 1 minute past 10 o'clock, and we're now in the third segment of Zydeco Sans Pas Aller. Your host, JB's. I've been here sitting in the chair until since 8 o'clock this morning, and we'll be right here until 12 p.m. If you tolerate me until 12 noon, I'll try to play the music that you love. And if you want to hear something special like the Gilbert family, I'll take care of that for you in a little bit. Celebrating Bishop Curtis Gilroy, 25th anniversary, today, 2 p.m. at St. Anne Catholic Church. Let's go with something by Goldman Thibodeau. And he titles this one right here. He calls it The Two-Step of the Steve. Old-time Zydeco. You get the new, you get the old, you get the middle one. Right here on 88.7 FM. Goldman Thibodeau, Two-Step, the Steve. Coming up is something by Corey Lil Poplade on his CD called Don't Shut Me Out. Here we go. He calls this one In the Club. We'll be right back. Lil Pablo Day on a beautiful Saturday morning in the club. And let me remind you that Northside High School is having and sponsoring a crawfish bar on this coming Friday, March the 8th, from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. And they're selling this crawfish for benefit the athletic department. And you want to support that. And also today and this weekend, they have a carnival ride and a fundraiser as well for Northside. Go on and support it. Those of you who have children there, you need to go and support your children and support the school. Make sure that you go there and tell the principal, hey, I sent you there. And tell all of the faculty members that I sent you, JB here. I'm a strong supporter of Acadiana because I work at Acadiana. I teach there. But nevertheless, we need to also show that we will support all of our high school and all of our schools in Lafayette Parish because we need to do that. And if you want to get your $15 ready, it is 3 pounds for $15, and you have all the ingredients. You're talking about potato, corn, and crawfish, all of that together. And that's all going to, again, benefit the athletic department. And it's going to take place this coming Friday, March the 8th. Again, where? At Northside High School. That's where it's taking place. All right, let's continue with something by Keith Frank. If you remember this, when you'd walk into place, this was recorded live at Slim's Waikiki. I think it was recorded back in 1999. Listen to this.
Something we did back in 93. There's something called Moving to the Groove, y'all. You're right. show up in the house. Raise your hands up, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
Cecilia Brobridge up in the house. Raise them up, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
No Iberia St. Bonville in the house. Raise them up, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
Calico Maurice up in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Blazons, Blazons up in the house.
Yeah.
It's time to do my thing, y'all. Yes, indeed.
Et 23 minutes passées 10 heures, tu sais, un bel samedi, c'est moins froid dehors, mais la température a pu monter un petit peu. Good morning to all of you again. This is Zydeco, and this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, 482-6991. And my name is JB, and I have a guest in the studio who want to talk about Easy Riders. And good morning to you. You got the mic.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone out there in radio
land. He's getting very professional now. That's one thing about it. Go ahead. Go ahead, Wayne.
I'd like to invite everyone to our trail ride at the IFBS Lodge in Prairie La Ronde on the Leonville Highway, March 8, 9, and 10. We got a DJ on Friday night. We got DJ Cisco Friday night. We're going to be giving free food. On Saturday, we're doing something a little different this year. We're going to start a rodeo at 12 o'clock on Saturday.
A rodeo?
Yes, sir. We have some awards we've given.
Now, in the rodeo, what are you planning on doing, though? Roping?
We'll have breakaway roping, calf roping. We have a scramble for the kids. We have buddy barrel pickup. We have beer barrel pickup. Where you get on your horse, ride down to the barrel, get off your horse, drink a beer, get back on your horse, and get back to the other end. The fastest guy down there, or girl, whomever, child, whomever, will win.
How many times must they go around that barrel? And how many barrels do you have with beer?
It's one barrel.
Oh, one barrel.
And let me correct myself. If it's anyone under 21,
yes,
they will be given a soda.
Okay, good. I was just wondering about that. Okay, good. Well, that's no problem. That's no problem, I think.
And then that night, we have the legendary, my friend, Mr. Keith Frank.
Okay.
And we're going to try to do, I'm going to try to persuade him to do a lot of old school music that Saturday night. Uh-huh. You know, we got to get some new stuff in, too. But
yeah, yes.
We're going to work on the old stuff.
Oh, good.
And then the next morning, we'll get started all over again. The ride's going to leave at 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We have DJ Breadman on the ride. You know, the man throwing out the bread.
That's right. And the stale bread, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. We're going to have DJ Cisco on the grounds all day long.
The Cisco Kid.
Cisco.
All right.
And at 4 o'clock until, we have my buddy, Mr. Keith Frank.
Oh, okay.
The Swallow Zydeco Band.
So he's playing two days for you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You can't go wrong with that.
We've been doing that a long time that way.
Yeah, well, good. And you got all the trimmings, all the stuff
that
goes with it.
We're going to have plenty of security. Mm-hmm. We're going to, and you know, we don't want any fighting. Of course, if you have that attitude, just go on and stay at the house. We don't need you.
That's right. That's how I tell people all the time. And raise your pants up, too.
Yeah, raise your pants up. We'll have plenty of food, cold beer, cold soda, cold whatever you want. We'll have it. We'll have plenty of hot food.
Well, good. I might
come
just have to
the
make
weekend
a round.
With us.
I might have to make a round out there just to go and see what all this is about. I don't have a horse, but maybe I'll just go on and borrow somebody else's horse.
Oh, yeah. That's a bunch of guys who don't have horses. My friend Corey Singleton, he doesn't have a horse, but he shows up anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll see. I don't know if I want to do that. But I might just come out there because I'd love to come out there. So that's all going to take place and in Prairie La Ronde.
Yes, sir.
And that's this coming weekend on March the 8th, 9th, and 10th. That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you're all invited. Just bring a good attitude and enjoy the culture. Enjoy this is what is taking place, and it's something famous in this area.
Yep.
So why don't you just do that? And Wayne says, bring a good attitude. Don't fight.
Yep.
Please don't do that. You go to jail.
This will be our 26th annual. We've been doing it a little while. We kind of know how to do it. Mm-hmm. We hope you're happy when you leave. We try to satisfy you. And if you're not, let us know.
Okay. Well,
let us know. And if you are, let someone else know. I got a couple of contact numbers for you. I have Dion at 580-5955, and I have Jordan at 580-0723. Those are my sons, my proud sons.
And who's the other one?
And the other one is my wife.
Okay.
The one who's really in charge, Mary Cherise Bellard, at 945-5803.
Okay, good. So you have plenty of numbers to get in touch with. So that's all at the Easy Riders, who's sponsoring their ride this coming weekend. Again, let me give you the date. It's March the 8th, 9th, and 10th over in Prairie La Ronde. And that's on Highway 31, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Highway 31 on Leonville Highway.
Right out of Opelousas area. And if you want to, you know how to get there. All of you, you know how to get there. Those riders, just bring your horse. And bring your horse, I'm sure, and make sure that your horse is well trained. I know you don't want any wild horses out there.
No, don't come to the ride to train your horse. Please do that at home.
Okay. What kind of crowd are you expecting, though? Normally get a pretty
good crowd.
Well,
we got the boss playing. We do decent.
Yeah.
We get good crowds. We have, you know, really good crowds, and they enjoy themselves. So, and, you know, we bring a respectable crowd.
Well, good. Well, thanks very much. And I know your son Jordan wants to say something later on. He said that I don't know what school he goes to. Which
Eunice
high school?
High.
Eunice High. Well, I'm Acadiana High. I'm the Ram. You know, so you know how we ram the little Eunice people over there. You know, I know that. I know how it is. Look at him over there. 10th grader. Are you taking shop? Are you taking technology? Are you taking ag?
No, I
want to
get into trade school next year.
Oh, you want to go to trade school next year. Well, go in and make sure you stay in school. Get your education. That's what's most important, because you youngsters need to learn that. That's if you want to get ahead. You stay in school, get your education. You don't have to ask no one for anything. We'll be right back with more music. Stay tuned right here.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology. Support for KRVS comes from Blue Moon Saloon. Upcoming performances include Yvette Landry, Bill Kirchen, The Specklers, and Zigzag Wanderers. For tickets and more information on upcoming events, the website is bluemoonpresents.com.
Explore the wide range of musics from throughout the world every week here on Earthbeat. I'm Cecil Doyle, bringing you classics, field recordings, and the latest sounds spanning the globe. That's Earthbeat, Sunday nights at 7 p.m., Thursday evenings at 10 p.m. here on KRVS.
Mary Thomas, whiskey drinking woman, volunteers for the heart of AVEC, and we're talking about Acadiana Visitation and Exchange Center. They're looking for good volunteers. We need your help. We're looking for volunteers to monitor visits. Monitors must fill out a volunteer application. A background check must be completed prior to volunteering, and training is provided. AVEC is located in Lafayette Parish Sheriff Training Center on Santa Twine Street here in Lafayette. On the site, deputies are the only duty doing the visit, and every security precaution is taken in ensuring each visit is safe for children and volunteers. Let me know when you would be available to volunteer. We're asking for 2 hours commitment at least. And as Karen Hebert, you can call her at 237-2090, extension 114. Again, the number is 237-2090, extension 114. And so the visiting hours actually are scheduled on a schedule for Sunday between the hours of 8:30 and 5 p.m., 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. And call that number. They need your help anyway on that. Okay, let's continue with something by Buzu Chavis. This is going out for the Gilroy family all the way in California. And they also they want to send this out to Bishop Gilroy, who's celebrating his 25th anniversary today at St. Anne Church in Mallette at 2 p.m. And something by Buzu Chavis, Paper in My Shoe. That's what they want to hear.
Ladies and gentlemen, next time we're going to do, we're going to take you back to 1955. Let's have a call, Paper in My Shoe.
People in my shoes.
Paper in My Shoe by late great Boozoo Chavis. Coming up, something about Thomas Field, No Name Blues, going out from my brother-in-law, Loomis St. Julian. Good morning to you. Hope everything is going well for you.
Yeah, this is for the old Zydeco players that played with Mr. Cliffin before. The show enough Zydeco players. Yeah, my dad. Yeah, Geneva. Yeah, Prison. Yeah, Compton. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, you're right. Mr. Black called me. His brother, Mr. George called me. Mr. Sidney Bobby Knowles. Mr. Paul Maxiel. Yeah, you're right. Mr. Ernest Fox. Mr. Superb. Mr. Boulay. Mr. Dudley Broussard. Mr. Sampi. Chevalier. Zydeco players. We'll be right back.
Mary, Mary had a little lamb. Peter was white as snow. Everywhere that man went, you know that gone sheep was sure to go. I ain't lying.
That rhyme.
Ah, don't that rhyme?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, shake it, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Rip it, y'all.
It's all good. Oh,
pull that bad boy, y'all. Oh,
yeah. Get it.
Oh, shake it, y'all.
A bullseye jam. Jack told Jim, time to party. You know this thing is just a slam. That rhyme, don't it? Don't that rhyme?
Pebble.
Don't it rhyme?
Pebble.
Well, what you think about
you
it?
Pebble. That sucker rhyme.
Stop this year.
just won't do it. Put up your stop signs. We run right through it. Put up your stop signs. It just won't do it.
Southern University is sponsoring their annual Founders Day program on the 17th of March at the Holiday Inn. And what we do are we're inviting all graduates, our supporters of Southern University, to please purchase a ticket. And it's only $35, but all of the money goes to scholarship, to our scholarship for students who want to attend Southern University. So if you would like to purchase and attend Founders Day program, you can call me at 298-1588, or any person that you might know of that are alumni, belong to the alumni chapter, or persons that have graduated from Southern and belong to the organization. And you may call Irene Bernard if you would like to, or Cynthia. Cynthia, let's see, what's Cynthia's last name? I'm getting a brain freeze right now. But anyway, you may call me at 298-1588. And this year, we'll be highlighting the athletic department. Those of you who at least played sports at Southern University while you attended, we would love to see you in the place. We're giving you a personal invitation to come by. And also call me if you have a picture or photo of you participating in some athletic event. If you were a tracksman, you ran track, if you played football, swim, or whatever, even bowling, if you have a picture or photo of then and now We would certainly like to borrow it from you and put it on a collage so when people walk in, they can see what you looked like when you were at Southern and what you look like now. I'm sure a lot of you, we haven't changed very much. So if you would like to participate and support this great event, which is really, really necessary, we need to keep our universities, predominantly black universities, open. We need to support them. And how do you support them? You support them with an event that takes place, financial contribution, and support an event that takes place, such as every year a Founders Day program is sponsored. And we try to highlight a department, and this year is the athletic department. And our guest speaker is the AD, the athletic director, which is Coach Broussard from Crowley. A young man from Crowley is now the AD and would love to see all of you in the place. For an example, Roy Brown, who played football at Southern when I was there, he called me and he will be participating and supporting this. So, again, I just want to let you know, even though I work here at the university, I support both of the university because I attended both of the university. But Southern University is in need of your help. So give me a call here at 298-1588 when I get off the air. And it's a Founders Day program on March the 17th in the afternoon. And I'll give you the exact time that we'll have the event. So you stay tuned right here on 88.7 FM. This is Public Radio. This is KRVS. And we play Zydeco music from 8 a.m. to 12 noon every Saturday morning. MC and I, we do it live in the studios of KRVS. We have something that you probably want to know, but right after those brief messages. So don't you dare go away. We'll be having more exciting music. Stay tuned.